Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You've tried to draw a boundary with your partner, boss, or best friend, but they call you selfish, self-absorbed, or even narcissistic. How could you, really, how dare you prioritize yourself over what they want? In my new book, Boundaries Made Easy, which is dropping in just a couple weeks on December 5th, 2023, I dispel the myth that holding a boundary is selfish and explain what healthy selfishness is all about. Today, I'm giving you a sneak peek into what that book says, just a little piece, little love, and really what selfishness, what it really is, and how you can learn to hold your boundaries with healthy selfishness. So stay tuned. I'm Dr. Abby Metcalf, and I'm a practicing psychologist, number one Amazon best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and all-around relationship maven with over 35 years of experience helping people just like you. Join me as I teach you actionable tips and strategies to create connection, joy, and ease in all your relationships. So let's get to it. Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Dr. Abby Metcalf, and I'm excited to talk to you today about selfishness because this is something I researched a lot for my new book that I just mentioned that's coming out on December 5th, Boundaries Made Easy. And I really got deep in, and I can't wait to share some of this with you today, give you a little sneak peek. If you like what you're hearing today, you're going to love the book. You're going to love the book anyway. We all know that. But anyway, so I'm excited for you to read it and change your life, really give you all the tools to change your life. So, but for today, I thought I would start with a client of mine. We're going to call her Esther. And every year, just to bring this all home, every year she hosts this big Christmas celebration at her home. And she has a large home and she has two siblings and their families fly in, you know, with the siblings with their spouses and their kids. Everybody flies in. Her parents come in. They're still living. They stay in the house with her. And then she arranges for her siblings to stay. There's a bed and breakfast not far from her home. And every year they've been staying there with their kids. And then, you know, but they spend the day at the house, of course, right? They come over all day to all be together. And she arranges that every year. She reserves the rooms and does all that. And at any time over that Christmas week, she says there are at least, you know, like 10 people roaming around her home. So she feels she has to have, you know, food. She's got to have everybody's favorites, of course. And remembering her nephew's gluten allergy, right? All the little special things people need. She arranges fun things to do in town, movies for the kids to watch, you know, all other manner of basically operating her own bed and breakfast for a week with all these people there, right? So now it's wonderful to see her family and create these traditions. I think she actually said she's been doing it for 12 years. So it's a long time. But she finds herself consistently very drained, feeling really drained, resentful, and frustrated by the end of these holiday weeks. There are some, you know, perfunctory thank yous throughout the week from her family, of course, like, hey, thanks for this, thanks for that. But no one really pitches in or lends any significant help. And she ends up, Esther feels really taken advantage of. She feels taken for granted. She feels unappreciated. And she said to me, so we've been working for quite a while together. We actually worked through last Christmas's huge thing and all the feelings she had about it. And we talked a lot about it. And so we started really working on this in, I think, like June, like the idea that she didn't have to keep doing this weekend, this week, this full week of the Christmas extravaganza. And because she kept saying, like, they have no idea what goes into this week, you know, all the money, the planning, the lists I need to manage, you know, you can imagine all that. And she says they even call with like special requests without thinking, you know, what they could do to help themselves. And they'll even complain if something doesn't go exactly as planned. Now, she built this house, you know, and I mean this family dynamic. She built that a lot because people would offer in the beginning to help and she'd say no, and I got it. And she was, you know, extremely codependent. But, you know, now it's turned into this entitlement that really drives her crazy. And again, leaves her feeling really bad at the end of the week. So Esther and I have been working together for many, many months, and she's finally seen that the way, you know, she's feeling towards her family, you know, leading up to, during, and after this week of Christmas is anything but loving. And the anger and resentment she feels has been building year after year. So she finally set a boundary this year. She let her family know, we worked on this for quite a while. She let her family know in August, okay, so this is plenty of notice, that she wouldn't be hosting Christmas this year. She let everyone know that they, you know, decided to spend a week vacationing in the Caribbean instead. I asked her in session, I was like, well, what would be your dream Christmas? She said, oh my gosh, to be like lying on a beach in, you know, St. Bart's or something. And I was like, oh, well, you know, go to the Virgin Islands, go to the Caribbean, you know, do that thing then. That sounds great. So as you might imagine, she sends this email, really well-worded, did a great job, but her family went nuts. She received emails from her mother and both siblings, basically telling her how selfish she was being, again, self-absorbed, selfish, and how could she do this to them? Everyone loved these weeks and looked forward to them all year. When that didn't change her mind, they started, you know, more emails mentioning how it was hurting her kids and the nieces and nephews not to have this special time together. I mean, like laying the guilt trip hard. This family's not Jewish, but I got to tell you, they're right up there with Jewish guilt. They were doing a really good job. I know Catholics are like, we have the guilt. I know you do, but Jews, we've been doing it longer. What do you got? A couple thousand years? We got over 5,000. Come on. Anyway, so when that didn't work, they wrote, oh my God, one of her siblings wrote and told her that it was killing her parents. You know, we don't know how much longer mom and dad have left. This might be our last Christmas together. I mean, they pulled out the big guns, baby, the big guns. And she almost caved many times in the process. She and I were exchanging a lot of emails for a while there in between sessions she was especially enraged, right, at being called selfish. And I was so proud of her for getting angry instead of defeated and sad and giving into the guilt, because so many years she did this party so selflessly. She did this whole week-long extravaganza like I was explaining. I mean, I can't even tell you all the things that went into it. You know, making sure people had rides from the airport and renting cars for people. It just went on and on and on. And she was like, doesn't that count for anything? Like all these years and now I'm selfish? She couldn't believe it. And that should always be your indication that this is about them, not you. When people have this strong of a reaction, I always tell folks, if the stronger the reaction you get when you draw a boundary, it means that boundary was that long overdue. It's very overdue if you get that kind of strong reaction. And again, so you might relate to this, right? You give and you give. And then when you draw a boundary, you're suddenly a horrible person. And being called selfish is really a deep blow. If you're selfish, right, it means you're inconsiderate. You know, you only think of yourself, you're a narcissist, all these kind of things. And here's the deal with most of us. So let me get to the nitty and the gritty here. And this is true of all of us, but I'll speak to you. You were taught, either directly or indirectly, that it's selfish to put your own needs first. You might have been taught that it's even immoral, like totally immoral or evil, while being altruistic and giving to others is virtuous, even godly. You might have had religion thrown at you around this stuff. Who knows? So in other words, you know, prioritizing yourself over others is just plain wrong. You can never, ever do it. And if you believe you're a good person in the world, and who doesn't want to believe we're good people, then you can't be doing selfish things. And that's how you end up. And here's what's crazy. So first of all, the fact that the people asking are saying that you should prioritize them over yourself, that's what's selfish when you think about it. You know, I said to her, what's so interesting to me, I said to Esther, is that no one in your family was like, are you okay? Like, wow, you've been doing this for so many years. Are you okay? Or would it be different if one of us hosted? You know, like no one offered any other thing. No one offered any empathy, any care. Like, wow, she's been doing this for 12 years. That would have been my first question when she said she couldn't do it. I'm like, oh, are you okay? Did something happen or something? It would have been a caring response. But here's what else is crazy. There's actually been research. You know, I love my research, and it'll all be on the, you know, show notes page and in the blog post. But there's actually been research about this very issue. And you know what it shows? Get ready. I'm going to give a little drum roll on my desk, and I'm going to have a sip because I hear that my voice is a little hoarse. It shows that healthy selfishness, and I'll explain it, is correlated not only with psychological well-being, so less depression, less anxiety, and more feelings of calm and peace, but it's also highly correlated with what's called pro-social behavior. This means that people with healthy selfishness, as paradoxical as it sounds, are more likely to do things that benefit others, so they're more apt to volunteer, share, donate, and cooperate. They are more likely to have pro-social behavior when there's healthy selfishness. Isn't that, I know. And this is such a critical point that I want to just go a tiny bit deeper for a second. So in 1939, the legendary German social psychologist, Erich Fromm, at least legendary to me and all psychologists, he wrote an essay entitled Selfishness and Self-Love. And in it, here's what he said. He said, modern culture is pervaded by a taboo on selfishness. It teaches that to be selfish is sinful and that to love others is virtuous. So he says, his thing was that this results in people, of course, feeling guilty for showing themselves healthy self-love. And he defined, and I love this, healthy self-love as the passionate affirmation and respect for one's own happiness, growth, and freedom. Is that beautiful? I know. That's what healthy selfishness is. And so
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's another famous American psychologist, Abraham Maslow, that not a lot of people know because of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And he was taking sort of inspiration from Fromm's work. He wrote his own essay about this, and he made a clear distinction between healthy and unhealthy selfishness himself. And Maslow defined healthy selfishness as having a healthy respect. It's again, this word respect for your own health, joy, growth, and freedom. So it was very similar, right, to Fromm's. And his work argued that having a healthy selfishness has a positive impact. Get this. On yourself, but also on the people around you. And I will tell you from my last almost 40 years of doing this, that is absolutely, absolutely true. When you take care of yourself and put your, and in a healthy way and put your needs first when they need to be, you are more patient, you're more loving, you're more kind. Just as I was saying with my client Esther, she wasn't thinking lovingly of her family, and the resentment was building year after year. She was creating, you know, you have this big celebration, right, to make everybody happy and feel close, and it was doing the opposite for her. So what the fuck, people? Like, what the hell? Why are you doing the thing? You're creating distance between you and your other people, not closeness. You might look good, so your ego is getting something, but your soul, you know, your inner heart is drowning, is suffocating, it's so bad what's happening. And in just the last really 20 years, there have been a lot of studies around this need for healthy selfishness. And it's usually contrasted with something the research calls pathological altruism, okay? And that's what Esther was doing, and that's what a lot of you are doing. And trust me, it's what I have done many times in my life. Pathological altruism is generally defined as a need to sacrifice yourself for the benefit of others. Basically codependency, right? That's what pathological altruism is. It's basically codependency. You sacrifice yourself for others to benefit. And the research, again, shows that this pathological altruism, aka codependent behavior, is associated with vulnerable narcissism and selfish motivations for helping other people. I know. It's not correlated with being a fabulous person. It's correlated with something opposite. It's correlated with so many unhealthy things. Meanwhile, studies show that healthy selfishness is related to higher life satisfaction, more positive and fulfilling relationships. It's correlated with higher self-esteem and authentic pride in yourself. How do you like that? Yeah, healthy selfishness. So really what all this means is that when you're doing for others from fear-based emotions and thoughts, you know, worry, anxiety, resentment, codependency, low self-esteem, you're acting really in a maladaptive way that's not truly healthy for you or the other person. It means that you're not keeping your boundaries is actually what's selfish. I know. Get that. Really, really get down with that. Just sit there with me. So practicing healthy selfishness, right? So how do you do it? I'm just going to go here quickly because there's three main ways that I see that you practice healthy selfishness. The most obvious, the first one, is to set healthy boundaries for yourself, like my wonderful Esther did. And again, my Boundaries Made Easy book that's coming out on the first Tuesday in December of 2023, the 5th, is it's a play-by-play with every imaginable, like, scenario. You know, people won't say no, they're acting mean to me, they're passive aggressive, what do I do? You know me with my action tools. You know how I am. I'm telling you, this I'm probably more proud of this book than I've been of anything I've ever put out, ever. It's really the answer to all this. So how to set those healthy boundaries, I give you my three-step process, you go through it, and you know me, you know, I give away a lot for free, I do, this is free, you know, I give all my stuff. If you go back and look, I don't know, search through all my podcasts, you could probably find a lot of the information that's in the book, but not in the way I presented it in the book, not in that way that you could have everything in your hand. But if you don't feel like spending the money, then go do that. Go search boundaries on the website and find whatever you can for free and cobble something together. You're welcome to do that. But if you know, it's a great way to support me if you've been finding value in the podcast. But mostly, it's a really great way to support yourself, you know, in really creating a changed life, like for real. Because boundaries is what it's about, and you gotta it needed a book more than, you know, an episode of a podcast. So, and the audiobook will be out too. I don't know if it'll be out on the 5th or not, but I'm record by the time you're listening to this, I've probably already recorded the audiobook. I just don't know if it'll be out at the same time, but you know, I'll keep you posted. So that's number one. Number two is making self-care a priority. You got it. This can be anything from, you know, carving out time to exercise, to making sure you wake up early enough to have a healthy breakfast, to creating time to connect with friends. I actually did an episode, which I'll link to, on what self-care really is, because you don't want to just have a list of like, get a pedicure, get a manicure, get a massage. Those are self-care things. But what happens, especially I think for us women, but for you men too, it's like on a to-do list. And self-care is so much more than that. So I go deep in that episode on that, which again, I'll link to, or you can just search self-care, Abby Medcalf on any of the, you know, places that you download a podcast and you can find it. And the third thing is to find, you know, you got to find balance in your life. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Libra. you know, it's wonderful to help others, but are you giving yourself equal or more? And I think it should be more time for the things that are important to you. Are you taking time to relax and recharge after you do an output? Like, how are you doing that? This podcast, I get asked a lot. People are like, oh my God, Abby, you know, we're in our sixth season, 200. And I think this is the 65th episode. I don't miss. I'm here every week. I tell you when I'm going to be out. You know, I take time off. I have taken time and I have, and I take time off. And a matter of fact, I took a few weeks off this summer because my health wasn't perfect. It wasn't where it needed to be. And I really needed to rest. And, you know, in my head, it's like, oh, the people and they count on me or whatever. And, you know, I start feeling guilty about it, which is crazy, right? You're getting all this free information and then I'm feeling guilty about taking care of myself. That's nuts. Of course I need to. And I was very transparent about it. You know, I told people, I gave people notice like, hey, I'll be taking this much time off from the podcast. I always take 2 weeks off again. I always take 2 weeks off in the summer, but I think I took 4 weeks this last summer. I think I took more. And I take 2 weeks off around Christmas, like the last 2 weeks of the year. I do that every year. So, but you know, because you got to take care of yourself. Like, I love doing the podcast. I'm sitting here right now, I was excited to do it today. I was like, oh, I get to go record the podcast today. That's how I feel when I do this. It does not feel like a burden. It does not feel like I'm getting taken advantage of somehow because you get, you know, so much for free or whatever. Nothing like that. I love this connection with you. If I didn't, I would stop doing it. And I think you feel how much I love it because so many of you are, you know, subscribing on YouTube. Thank you. That really helps us grow. And leaving reviews. Thank you. Please leave reviews if that's the one beautiful thing you can do for me. You know, all those things that I get back, like just this, you send me emails, which I love, telling me how much it helped. Like, I love all that. And it really fills my heart. Like I can't, I'm going to cry, you know, me with crying, sorry. It fills my heart in ways I can't really express. And I also take care of myself in that. I also make sure that I'm not overwhelmed, that my kids still get time and Gary. And, you know, I really make sure that all those things are there and you need to too. I say no to a lot. I say yes to a lot, but I say no to even more. And that is how you start to really change your life. That is how you do that. And I, again, the book, I cover how to say no, when it's hard to say no, all those things. So you'll get that there. But really, this is it. Okay. That is it for today. As always, thank you for spending time here with me. I love our time together so, so much. Oh, have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you for listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast with wonderful me, Dr. Abby Metcalf. And I've got two quick things to say. Just give me one more minute. First, I love spending this time with you, and I work hard to make sure every single episode is going to help you move from any feelings of frustration or resentment or anxiety to that connected, hopeful confidence. That's always my goal. So if you have any ideas for a future episode or just want to say hi, let me know what the podcast is doing for you. Anything, you can email me at abby@abbymetcalf.com. How simple is that? And the second thing I want to say is if you like the podcast, you're going to go crazy, crazy for my book. My book is really good. I'm really proud of it. You can find it on Amazon or on my website under the shop section on my website at abbymetcalf.com. It's called Be Happily Married, Even If Your Partner Won't Do a Thing. And even if your partner will do a thing, the book will still really help you. So that's it. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.